Thanks so much for tuning in to Last Rockers TV, the podcast. I'm Erin Micklow, and since 2017, I've been traveling the world interviewing punk rock bands and filming their live sets for my DIY interview show on YouTube. So if you'd like to see this interview in video, head over to Erin Micklow on YouTube to watch. And if you'd like to further support my DIY outlet, please subscribe, share this podcast, and leave a review so I can keep creating this content for you. Thanks again for being here. Hi, my name is Erin Micklow, and I'm here with The Bites. Introduce yourselves.
I am John O'Richer.
I'm Jordan Tyler.
Zach Currier.
Mark Highlander.
Dustin Kuhn.
Yay! Yeah, so I first found you guys a few weeks ago at Dirty Mondays, and we're here tonight at Harvard and Stone, and I was just blown away by your performance. I was like, I have to interview these guys. They're so fucking cool.
Thank you.
Can we talk about how the band started? Because you're relatively a new band.
Yeah, we started back in 2019. It was a concept that I had. I'd been in and out of bands for so long, but I wanted like my project. I didn't want to play guitar. I wanted to just run around, shake my thing on stage, and lo and behold, The Bites became what you're looking at right now.
Yeah. Can you talk about how you guys all met? Like, some of you lived together, right?
Yes.
So Jordy, Zach, and I all lived together. I met Jordan about, 12 years ago now, back in Boston.
Yeah.
I've known Zach for like 15 years, and I met these other two beautiful gentlemen through Jordan at the first rehearsal. And that was a blast.
That's awesome. You guys started the band, didn't it kind of start in the pandemic? Did I see that somewhere else correctly?
The album was really formulated during the pandemic. We really had a switch in sound. Our first record was like predominantly a Rolling Stones ripoff band. And then as things got bigger and better, Mark and I were living together at the time. We were just stuck inside. We wrote all the tunes, produced them, and they're what they are now. So finally came to fruition.
A lot louder.
Yes.
A real first album.
Yeah,
correct.
Which comes out soon, right? It's the debut got pushed, but now it's supposed to come out in September?
September 15th, yes.
Okay, It's coming out through what, Earache Records?
Earache Records.
Yeah, so how did you guys get with Earache, and tell me their story?
They slid into my DMs, kid you not.
Two of them did, unbeknownst to the other, I think.
That is correct, yeah. The head of the label reached out to the Bites Instagram, and then our label rep reached out to me personally, and it was about a 2.5 month process of just logistics and legal bull stuff. I don't know if I can swear.
Yeah, you can swear.
Bullshit. Perfect. Good to know. I should have asked that. I'm professional, I swear. And then, we got signed. We got... Thank you for that.
Me crab.
We're ready for this record to be out. We've been sitting on these tunes for like as long as 4 years, so we're hungry. We're ready.
Yeah. No, I'm really excited. Seeing you guys play twice at Dirty Mondays and like trying to stream your songs. You only have 3 songs on the streaming platform. So I'm like, I'm ready for them having seen you guys live. Like, what? One of my favorites is Dirty City.
Yes. Thank you.
LA is dirty. I was walking with a friend this weekend, and it's like you get these random whiffs of like urine, especially in the summer when it's hot.
I hope it's urine sometimes.
It's a great album title, honestly. I don't know about for us, but that is a great
one. I hope it's urine.
That one,
horrible
too.
Horrible album title.
No, random whiffs of urine.
I hope the urine's hot. Maybe our greatest hits record will be called that.
There we go.
Maybe it's urine. Hot piss. Hot piss in the summer. Yeah. God.
We gonna get right.
Let's talk about the story behind Do Me a Favor. I heard you say that, but I would love that to be told on my show.
Yes, of course. I have no actual personal connection with this story. This was a story told to me by one of my old coworkers. Super cool, like DIY punk rocker chick. She used to live in this big house with like 12 people right by LAX. They would have parties all the time, bands would play. She started like hitting it off with this one guy. They were playing beer pong, dancing. Night goes on, it's like 5 in the morning, they're watching the sun come up, and the guy goes like super romantic, like, "Hey, could you do me a favor?" And she's like, "Yeah." And he just goes, "Could you give me a head?"
So I want to know, what did she say though? Like,
I don't remember, because when she told me the story, I fell onto the ground laughing, because I didn't expect it to go there. I expected like I'm gonna love you forever, or something romantic like that. But she's like, "Hey, can you suck my dick?" And it's just like,
lame.
I mean, that's pretty. Like, I mean, I'm like, was there even a kiss before it led to that, or she was just like, "Hey, can you do me a favor?" Like,
that's what it was.
A lot of tender hand holding.
If that,
that's like the expedited course too of like really, like not even like a hand job first, like
it's the HOV lane to blowjobs.
An accelerated course, yeah.
The accelerate, like that man had a lot of confidence of like, "Hey, like, can you like give me head?" I'd be like, "No."
If only we all had that kind of confidence.
I'm able to set it back. Can you give me head?
Honestly, that would have been the response.
Yeah,
reciprocation is key.
It's 2023. Oh, we promised we wouldn't do this.
We're feminists.
So let's talk about some of your other songs and your guys' musical influences. Can you share some of your influences and some of your other favorite songs on your upcoming record?
Let's go around the horn. Dusty, influences.
Van Halen, primarily. And of course, I can't see behind Mark's head. Hello, this is much better. Van Halen, Stevie Ray Vaughan, as far as like guitar playing goes. Other than that, the Strokes are huge for me too.
Shout out Migo. Tamino. Massive influences band wise. Love a lot of stuff. I love all the classic rock bands like Zeppelin and Deep Purple, Sweet, Billy Squire. I also really like disco music and a lot of pop music and some country. So I always like just listen to everything to try and learn what I can. And then for drummers, like the obvious ones are Bonham, Buddy Rich, and my dad. So when he sees this, he can show it to all his friends like he does everything else.
That's cute.
Welcome, Dad.
Aww.
That's cute.
Zach?
To me. I grew up listening to classic rock. Shout out, Dad. Led Zeppelin, Def Leppard, Aerosmith were all his favorite bands, and kind of passed that on to me. And then as I grew up and started getting out into the music scene a little bit, I branched more into like the pop punk hardcore scene, and I feel like I kind of just marry the two now. It's good.
Yeah. That's awesome.
When you said your dad or Mark's dad?
My dad.
Okay, cool.
Good question.
I exclusively listen to Burt Bacharach and Tom Jones, and that's it. I do love both of their voices, but no, I wouldn't be who I am without the Beatles. They're definitely my biggest one, but all the classic rock, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, that's how I am a human today.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the one that hasn't been said that needs to be said, and that's Guns N' Roses, baby. Shout out to Slash. Same birthday as me, sort of destined to be. But you know what? Since Dustin mentioned it, I'm going to shout out my favorite guitar player, and that's Steve Vai, because no one else is going to do it, and it needs to be said.
No, you guys do have a bit of a Guns N' Roses vibe. Like yesterday when I listened to your three songs twice because I enjoy them. That's, and then I was like, songs. Okay, what am I in the mood for? Like Guns N' Roses came after that.
That's it.
I was like, that was the wave for the day yesterday.
We'll take it.
Actually have like a lot of followers online. You're a little TikTok star.
The TikTok happened totally by accident too.
Yeah.
I remember I had 60 followers, just like friends, just like people I knew just from LA, and I post one stupid TikTok that was based off like a radio station I used to grow up listening to, and it blew up, and I was like, oh, I have 1,000 followers. Oh, I have 10,000 followers, and like I posted like just like some singing videos or whatever. And I was like, oh, cool. I have 100,000 followers. What do I do with this? And then caught the attention of the label. And I think that was predominantly the reason that
that's the era we're in now. Labels are constantly saying, like, you have to get your numbers up. You have to get a following. You have to get out there and have draw already before labels these days will represent you. They want bands that are kind of built already of, like, they want those numbers. And I've had it with friends that are, like, more on the old school side of, like, they don't want to do social media, but they're amazing musicians, and they're getting passed up because that's the era we're in right now.
Yeah, I mean, using what's at our disposal.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes you have to do things you don't want to. Sometimes you have to break a few rules. And there are some days when, like, I just look at my phone and I want to throw it out my window. But, like, it's part of it. It's part of our daily lives now. And if it gets us to the next level and the level after that, and et cetera, like, we're here. we're ready to utilize what we can.
I did see the TikTok you posted of, like, when you were signing your record deal at the Rainbow, and, like, people in the comments, I guess, were, like, going off of, like, you should really get a lawyer. And you're like, guys, like, we
way
did.
Ahead, yeah. Way ahead of you. Way ahead of you.
We got a lawyer, and, yeah, that was a lot of money out of pocket immediately. But
yeah, but you don't want to get screwed in your contracts.
No, not at all.
Yeah, this was no overnight affair. It was like 2-3 months of, like, emails and stress. Exactly. Look at us now.
That it was at the Rainbow.
Yeah. Nice use of apropos, first and foremost.
Oh my gosh. Who is this guy?
I don't know big words like that.
It's just a guy, you know?
Yeah. Hung out with Aristotle.
A bit of superfluous language here, Dusty.
So I do want to talk about more of your guys' musical background, because you guys are really talented. Like, for a new band that's out, you know, you guys are really tight on stage. Your songs are great. You can tell that you're seasoned musicians. Can we talk about how you guys started your musical careers?
I will say, like, I can speak for Mark and myself and truly all of us, but, like, this ain't our first rodeo.
Yeah.
Like, I played my first band gig when I was 12 years old.
Yeah, and that's, like, apparent when you see your live set.
Thank you. And, like we cut our teeth. We played separately and together. Like, we've played our fair share of shitty shows, but, like, you still got to play. You got to put on a show like you're in front of 100,000 people, and, like, that's how we cut our teeth, and that's how we got to where we are.
There's been a lot of nights of just tables and chairs. I used to play in, like, blues bands and dive bars when I was, like, 16 and getting hit on by horrendous looking cougars. And
it was hilarious. I was there for some of those gigs.
They were bad. One lady came up behind me one time. I was bent over putting my cymbals away, and she just grabbed both my hands, and I screamed like a little girl.
Hams. Spot the problem.
The problem was she was looking at me with one eye here and one eye over there, and just looked haggard as all hell. And she's like, "You're cute." And I went, "You're not," and ran away.
Oh, no.
So I was a wee little babe in the woods. But that's what I had to do. Damn. That's what I went through.
So you fine gentlemen in the back, can we share your...
She just played a lot of Guitar Hero when I was a kid. Thought it was pretty dope.
Then I saw a kid playing guitar, and I was like, shit, I think I could do that. And then now I'm here, basically. No. I mean, I don't know. I started playing guitar when I was young. I did actually really play a lot of Guitar Hero. I think that's what got me into rock music.
Yeah.
Like, my parents were people of the 60s, so, like, you know, there's a lot of that going around. Just kept playing, kept the main thing, and now we're fucking here, man. It's pretty actually kind of a dream come true already. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. Shit.
Cinderella story.
You want two mics?
Yeah, sure. So I grew up in a house with my sister who has a beautiful singing voice, just unreal. So I grew up wanting to play music. She bought a guitar when she was in high school but never ended up playing it. So I ended up picking it up. She's 9 years older than I am, so I ended up picking up it a few years after that and learned on that and then started playing music with my friends in high school. And then in college joined a band with this guy and then another band with this guy. Where I had replaced this guy when he moved from Boston back to Chicago.
Okay.
So he and I actually have only known each other for like six years, which I know only.
Yeah.
But,
guitar.
Yeah. And then I moved here about a year and a half ago, and yeah, now I play bass.
That's awesome.
Thank you for the shared mic. No, I started. I actually was a skateboarder before playing guitar, and I like fucked up my knee really bad, and I was like laid up completely, like couldn't walk very well. So I started playing guitar like 8 hours a day and just practiced like the shit out of it. But it's funny, I would learn like super like nu metal stuff like in the beginning. It was like System of a Down, like Slipknot and stuff like that. Until I like met this dude up north in Michigan that was like, listen to Van Halen and, you know, check this out. So
that's so cool. That must
change my life.
Hold on.
Well, no, that must have been really hard for you, of like with your love of skateboarding, and you're just like, oh, I can't do this anymore now.
Yeah, but guitar's, you know,
yeah,
pretty great.
That's so. Where you just wet it.
It's pretty key.
Yeah, it's like, don't break any more bones. Like, skateboarding is like,
totally.
You're gonna fuck yourself up, dude, if that's, yeah, your career.
Splinters only.
Can we talk about what else is coming up for the band? Like, your album drops September 15th.
Yes, album September 15th. We just announced our first tour with Small Town Titans. Whoa. Midwest during August. We will see you there. It's going to be a grand old time. And
we have a single coming out later this month.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Heavy Weather's coming out June 30th. Nice. This music video is ridiculous.
It is phenomenal. It, yeah, is everything.
Shout out Christopher Pearson.
Christopher Pearson.
Hooked it up.
Real, amazing director. Yeah.
Crazy video.
What's the concept of the video?
I'm just going to use the term feathers.
Mm. Okay.
And I'd like to say shout out to all the ladies that made the time to come out for that shoot.
Retweet.
It was freezing.
Oh my God.
In there. We could tell.
Yeah, you guys do have that. Like, you have the running theme of, it's kind of like that Guns N' Roses era where it's like your music videos are all beer, lots of ladies.
Very accurate.
Lots of beer, lots of ladies.
Not planned, by the way.
You know, the hair.
I would say just a reflection.
Exactly right.
Oh, there he goes. I would say just a reflection of our life. You know, a lot of the people in the videos are friends. A lot of the things we're doing are just us hanging out like we normally would behind a camera, kind of like we're doing right now.
Exactly.
You know, we just like to have the fun, man. Bring the fun, you know, and you don't have to be a fan of Guns N' Roses to like come to a Bite show and enjoy it. And I feel like that gets reflected in the videos. So shout out to all the friends that come out and support and shit.
Seriously.
It's always just a blast when we play, and we want to just share that with you. We're the same people on and off camera and stage.
Nothing changes.
Goofy fun. Hilarious, beautiful, pretty boys. Yeah.
Come get a bite of us.
I don't like that.
We're workshopping it. We're workshopping it.
We are shopping.
You cannot enable that.
We need a Don Draper to come and shop this one.
We're the new bad boys of rock and roll.
Betty and 14.
Well, I think I'm going to close with that and say thank you guys so much for giving me some
thank
time
you so
tonight.
Much.
Aaron, thank you. This has been amazing.
We're the Bites!
And you're watching Last Rockers TV.
Holy shit, it feels good to be alive. We're the Bites, and don't you forget it, part 2.